You're listening to the Earn That Body podcast, episode number 348.
Welcome to the Earn That Body show with Kim Eagle. Kim is an award-winning personal trainer. She trains her clients all over the world online and is passionate about empowering people by getting fit and healthy.
Hey everyone, this is Kim Eagle with the Earn That Body podcast, and today we are going to talk about when should you work out and when should you not work out if you are sick or coming down with something or not feeling quite yourself. Now, this is an episode we've talked about before, but we are bringing it back because it is definitely a question I am getting so much right now from friends, family, and clients. And being that I just recovered from being very, very sick, I definitely know how it feels to not want to skip a workout and sort of unsure about when to come back and how to come back if you have been pretty sick. But before we get to that, I just want to let you know that the 3-week session of Lean, the new workout program for a woman in a new stage of life, mostly women who are in their 40s, 50s, and up, who are starting to experience hormone issues with perimenopause or who are already in menopause, postmenopause. The program was a huge success. Everybody loved it. It was primarily a workout program. It had the option to add private nutrition, but this is a workout program that I designed when I myself was struggling with a lot of hormone issues and perimenopause, and my body just wasn't responding like it once did to the workouts I once did. So I'm super happy that everyone loved the program. Lots of new workouts, new sort of format and how you work out, and definitely had a real positive impact for everyone. Again, mostly people who are struggling in some way with hormone shifts or simply needed a new workout schedule and are super unmotivated to work out again. Sometimes it's nice to just have a plan sent to you where every day you get that email that tells you which workout to do. It makes it nice and easy and you'll have no excuses. So the Lean Workout Program is now open to the public. You can go to earnthatbody.com, simply check out the workout programs. There's even a link right there on the front of the homepage, but I would highly recommend it. If, again, you're someone who is not getting results anymore from the workouts you're doing, or perhaps struggling with those hormone issues that we all know so well, like the layer of belly fat, aching in the hips, the backs, the joints, all of that designed for you. All righty, guys, let's talk about when to work out when you're sick. I mean, should you work out when you're sick? I know that many of us do not want to stop working out at all because we are afraid if we stop working out right now, we're gonna lose our fitness, we're gonna lose strength, we're gonna lose stamina, we're gonna gain weight. So no, I'm gonna get that workout in no matter what. But guess what, team? The reality is we work out to be healthy. And if you're not healthy because, say, for example, you're sick, then working out is not always going to benefit you or make you more healthy. So you sort of have to be wise here. And we're going to talk about some different things and different stages of illness that you should or should not work out through. All right. So I looked up a lot of different places for this information. Healthline WebMD had definitely put together some really great key tips as well. So a lot of the information is going to come from there today. Let's just get started with when it is okay, the positive. When can we work out when we are sick? Well, if you have a mild cold, and I mean a mild cold, team, right? A cold, just so you know, that's a viral infection, typically of the nose and throat. And those symptoms vary from person to person. Most people who have a cold are generally going to have the sneezing, the stuffy nose, the headache, maybe a mild cough. Now, if you have a mild cold, but you do have energy to work out, then it's probably fine to go ahead and work out, but you're probably going to want to dial it back a little bit. So maybe go for a light walk versus that high intensity training. All right. So you're still sick. So I never think if you're sick, you should go full out in a workout. But with the mild cold, how about a mild workout? That will be approved. What if you have an earache? So funny, when I saw the word earache, I realized, gosh, I haven't had an earache since I was a little girl, but I was one of the kids who had an earache every month, month after month, for such a long period of time. So I definitely remember the good old earache, and boy, were they painful. Now, usually if you have an earache, just in case you've never had one, it's sort of a sharp, dull feeling in the ear. Some people have a burning pain. It could be in one ear. You could have an ear infection in both ears. And typically, ear infections are in children, and they're usually caused by some kind of infection. Earache in adults is more commonly caused by pain occurring in another area, like even your throat, which is really interesting. Ear pain can be caused by a sinus infection. Ear pain can be caused by a sore throat, a tooth infection, or any kind of changes in pressure. And there are certain types of ear infections that will throw you off balance. You've probably heard before that the ear has a lot to do with balance. So if you have some kind of gunk and infection in your ear, it actually can impact balance. An ear infection can also cause a fever. And when you have either one of those, that's a no-go, team. Do not work out if your balance is impaired or you have a fever, okay? But if you have a mild ear infection, like it's just a little bit uncomfortable, then I would say, yeah, or I should say they say, yeah, you can go ahead and work out. But again, you should be cautious. You might want to just go for a light walk. You're not going to want to do things where you're putting your head below your heart. You're going to get this intense like pounding of your head and your ear likely if you do that. So maybe just light walking, but avoiding bending over, wouldn't go swimming, things like that with an ear infection. So you're going to have to use a little bit of judgment. Again, mild cough, mild earache, mild workout. That's one way you can think about it. Now, what if you just have a stuffy nose? A stuffy nose happens, right, team? It's annoying, it's frustrating, it's uncomfortable. If it doesn't have a fever with it, if it doesn't have a productive cough with it, then I'm gonna say, and they're gonna say, you can go ahead and work out. Now, again, you're a little bit sick, a little under the weather, and hopefully it's not turning into something worse. So don't overdo it, but a stuffy nose gets the thumbs up for exercise, as long as it doesn't have some of those accompanying symptoms, mainly like the fever and a productive cough. Now, I'm even gonna say, in some cases, when you have nasal congestion, a workout can actually benefit it. Sometimes it helps open up your nasal passages and helps you breathe a little better. I know for me, sometimes if I wake up and I am a little bit stuffy, even borderline headache, you know, that sort of feeling where it's like you're congested and just a little bit of a headache. Sometimes if I just get on the bike, do an easy workout on the bike, again, nothing too intense, but by the end of the ride, everything is completely clear. So if it is mild, sometimes getting that exercise will help open up the nasal passages, help you breathe better. And that's all good. You just want to make sure that you feel well enough with that stuffy nose that you can go ahead and do the workout. And then there's the whole sore throat thing. I loathe a sore throat. There's so many reasons that you could have a sore throat as well. Now, typically a sore throat is caused by a viral infection, like the common cold or even a flu. In certain situations, like when a sore throat has a fever with it, the productive cough, if you're struggling to swallow, that's when you get the thumbs down on exercise, all right? You're not gonna wanna work out if you have that. However, if you're experiencing a very mild sore throat, sometimes that's caused by a post-nasal drip. So maybe you have just a common cold, It's not too bad. It's mild, but you get that post-nasal drip. Who knows what I'm talking about? It's the worst, and it's usually the worst at night and when you wake up in the morning, making your throat a little bit sore. Allergies can do the same thing. If you've got the mild sore throat with the mild common cold, or maybe just allergies, working out is definitely a thumbs up. You can go ahead and do it. Don't push yourself. None of these workouts that you do when you're sick or getting sick should be intense. It just means that yes, you can do a little something, just don't overdo it. Now, what about when you should not work out? What about a hard no? Like, absolutely not. Which sometimes I'm amazed. I have to tell my clients, they'll tell me how sick they are, but they're gonna go do their workout. And I'm like, no. I've like put my hands in an X. Please don't do that. Well, the first thing would be if you have a fever. When you have a fever, team, your body temperature rises above its normal range, which, as you probably know, hovers around 98.6. A fever can be caused by so many things, but it's most commonly triggered by some kind of bacterial or viral infection. Fevers can make you feel weak. They will definitely dehydrate you. They can cause the old muscle aches and body aches. That's no fun. Sometimes even a loss of appetite. Working out while you are feverish is simply going to increase the risk of dehydration and usually will make a fever worse. Not to mention, having a fever decreases muscle strength and endurance, and it impairs precision and coordination. So that's going to increase your risk for what? Injury. So there is no point in working out if you have a fever. And by all means, please do not go to the gym if you have a fever, because you likely are contagious, or you could be, and you do not want to get everybody sick at the gym. So a fever is a hard, hard no. Please do not say, but my fever's really low. If you have a fever, please take the day off. You are not risking any fitness, trust me, by taking that day off. And honestly, if you work out with that fever, you might just be extending the duration that you are sick. So that's a hard no. If you have a productive or frequent cough, you also should not work out. So these are the times when I'm not saying you could maybe go light. No, productive or frequent cough means a hard no. Now, an occasional cough is normal. That's a normal response to things like irritants or fluids in the body's airways. Totally normal. However, more frequent episodes of coughing can be a symptom of a respiratory infection, and that could be from a cold, the flu, or even pneumonia. So while a cough associated with a tickle in the throat isn't a reason to skip the gym, like I said, that would be your more mild cough, the persistent cough, the productive cough, that is when you need to rest. You know which cough I'm talking about. The cough that someone is doing at the gym that makes you look at them and say, why are you here? Am I about to get sick? You know that cough? Like, people are hacking over and over and over, and I'm always wondering, why are you out in public right now? Like, that is a productive cough. That is not your basic little tiny cough from a tickle in your throat. So the productive cough is a hard no. Please be very cautious of that. And also, you probably, with a persistent productive cough, it's hard to work out. I mean, that's impacting your lungs. And obviously, we need that lung capacity for exercise. So that is a hard no. Stomach bug. It's amazing to me when I get these questions from my clients. Like, my stomach's bothering me. I'm pretty nauseous. I'm going to try to push through a workout. No. They get the X. Hard no. Illnesses that affect the digestive system, and we're talking things like the stomach flu, these can cause serious symptoms that make working out completely off limits. I can't even believe that I have to say that, but I do. Nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, as we already talked about, stomach cramping, even sometimes decreased appetite. These are all common symptoms that are associated with a stomach bug. Now, diarrhea and vomiting, that's already gonna put you at a great risk of dehydration. And physical activity on top of that is only gonna make that worse. But I mean, please, if you have diarrhea and vomiting, I'm pretty sure, I'm begging you, I'm hoping that you don't even wanna work out, right? Feeling weak is also very common when you have any kind of stomach bug, stomach ailment, and increasing the chance of injury is going to happen when you're feeling weak and then you try to push through with a workout. So it's just not worth it. Many stomach illnesses, like the stomach flu, are also highly contagious. That means you can easily spread it to others. So if you're feeling restless and you've got this stomach illness and you really have to do some kind of movement, please do not go to the gym. If you're just restless and you have to move, stay in your home. Do some kind of light stretching, light yoga, anything at home. But your safest option, your best option for the stomach is to not exercise, all right? Do not. Then there's the old flu. That's such a lovely one. It is that time of year. Influenza is a very contagious illness that affects the respiratory system. The flu causes symptoms like fever, chills, sore throat, body aches, fatigue, headache, cough, and congestion. As I'm reading those symptoms, I'm like, yep, that's what I had a few weeks ago. I had all of those things. Now, the flu can be mild or it can be severe, depending on that level of infection. I mean, in some people, everyone, the flu can cause death. So it is definitely something to take seriously. And although not every person who gets the flu will get a fever, those who do are at an increased risk, again, for that dehydration, which makes working out an extra bad idea. Now, the majority of people recover from the flu in less than 2 weeks. And so at that point, they can start to exercise, right? Maybe just a tad before that. It all depends how they are feeling. But any intense workouts while sick with the flu is probably just going to prolong that illness and delay your recovery. I consider it the same thing as people who work out with these nagging injuries. If you don't let the injury heal, it is going to stay with you much longer. You're better off taking off working out or a particular exercise that's causing you pain, letting the injury heal 100% so that you can put it behind you and never feel it again. It's the same thing. If you work out with the flu, you're probably going to be sick for a lot longer. And if you had just taken off exercise for those 4 or 5 days, then perhaps the next week you'd be back to yourself. But if you chose not to do that, then you could be 2-3 weeks in and still not feeling your best. Because let's face it, team, exercise is a stress on the body. Illness is a stress on the body. Your body is trying so hard to get well, but you're adding this extra stress on top of it, which is exercise, and so it just can't get well. And so it just becomes this really long, delayed process. So if you have the flu, I recommend not working out at all until you are completely feeling better. And don't forget, the flu also is highly contagious. So please do not go anywhere if you have the flu, because likely you will get somebody else sick. So the flu is a hard no. You get the big X there. I will say I'm almost certain I had the flu. I mean, I have no exact way to know because I didn't go in to get tested. I do know I didn't have COVID because I tested 6, maybe 7 times. These symptoms can be very similar. So I truly think that I had the flu. Then the next question should be, but did you get the flu shot this year? Because I have been telling you since COVID started years ago to get the flu shot. And I did not get the flu shot before COVID, but when COVID hit, I started getting the flu shot. This year, however, due to the PRP injections and steroid injections I had in my knee and my hip due to my injuries, I was not allowed to get any injections of any type. So I also have to get the shingles vaccine. And I was not allowed to because of these injections, because anything you get in your system can impact that. So I didn't get the flu shot this year. And that is why I had the worst case of the flu a couple weeks ago. And I was out. I mean, out for 7 to 10 days. I was probably in bed for 6 to 7 of those days. And then the next 3 to 4, I was back on my feet. As you had heard in some of the earlier podcasts, I barely had a voice. My energy was not the same. It was about a 10-day process before I started exercising. That's probably the longest I have gone without exercise since the doctors told me something like, you can't work out because of your PRP injection or something like that. Typically, if I'm sick, the longest I go is like 4 days without exercise. But this one hit me so hard. Probably another part of aging, the lovely part of aging, that you don't recover as quickly from different illnesses and you can't fight different illnesses as well as you get older. So will I get the flu shot next year? Yes, 100%. It was so awful. I was so sick, I kid you not. I had the nasal congestion. I had the sore throat. It was the kind where it feels like you're swallowing marbles. Like it just, you could just feel your glands every time you swallowed. I had body aches. I was exhausted. I oddly enough did not have a fever. So don't ever think like, oh, well, I don't have a fever so I can work out. No, you still have to use your common sense. Like I was down for the count, guys. I could not work out and I would not want you to, even if you could. I mean, could I have worked out? I guess I could have forced myself, but please honor yourself so much more, all right? Now, when in doubt, I don't want you ever to be sick and think, oh, I have to go back to Kim's podcast. I can't remember. I have a sore throat or I don't. And which one can I work out? Look, most experts use the above the neck rule when advising people on whether to continue working out while sick. So according to that theory, if you're only experiencing symptoms that are above your neck, so that we're talking about a stuffy nose, sneezing, maybe an earache, in that case, you're probably okay to engage in exercise as long as it is very mild in intensity, not to mention short duration. This is not going to be your 1 hour workout day. Maybe you go for a walk for 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be anything major, but above the neck, you typically can go ahead and get some kind of exercise in. On the other hand, if you're experiencing symptoms below your neck, so now we're talking nausea, body aches, fever, diarrhea, productive cough, chest congestion, vomiting as well. Those are a hard no. That's where you're going to get me. If you could see me now, my arms are in an X position. Those are your hard no. You have to skip your workout until you are feeling better. Now, then it becomes a question of, okay, so you're finally feeling better. Do you just jump back into a high intensity cycle ride? No. You have to build back up, but I'm going to tell you right now, it is a fast build back up. This is not the same building back up of you didn't work out for a year and now you have to ease back in. I'm talking give yourself 1 week to ease back in, and honestly, you should be just fine after that. So instead of going high intensity right off the bat, I'm thinking like 20, 25 minutes of power walking the first day. Maybe you lift weights the next day, but light, nothing like what you had been lifting before. Just go a little light, target all the muscle groups, and you can go a little heavier the next time. Maybe you do a yoga class. Maybe you work on mobility. All of that kind of workout is great in the ease back. I like to take a full week to ease back in. Look, you're gonna know when you're back to yourself and you're gonna know when you're not. But the thing is, so many people don't honor their body. They think, well, I'm not 100%, but I could totally power through this workout. Well, that's not honoring your body. That's I don't know what that's doing. It's proving it to who? Nobody cares. We're not going to write it on your tombstone one day that she worked out while she was sick. Oh, goodness, she was so strong. We're not going to write that, okay? So honor your body, don't overdo it, ease back in, and then you're going to be back. You're going to be back on track. Typically, they say you're not going to start losing fitness for like 5 full days. After 5 full days, you might start losing a little bit, okay? We're not professional athletes here. I may have a few pro athletes listening. And for you, I understand this is essential to get back as soon as you can. But we're not pro athletes here, people. So in 5 days, I wasn't able to work out for like over 7 to 8 days. Maybe I lost a little fitness. Who knows? Who cares? I just got back on track when I could, and now I feel great. I just went for my first swim today after 2 years. So I felt great. I'm so excited. I'm back. I feel good. If nothing else, let me tell you what illness does. Makes you appreciate your health so, so much. I mean, I was laying there thinking, what if I never get better? You know those days? So being sick makes you appreciate your health. All I want you to do is honor yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, common sense. If you don't feel good, don't work out. Don't push it. Okay, team? These are the last few sick months, hopefully, of the year. It's sort of that winter season. The flu, COVID, all these things are rampant right now. So a lot of hand washing. If you didn't get your flu shot, make sure you do next year. I don't know at this point if it's too late or not. I'd have to ask somebody, but a lot of hand washing, stay away from people who are coughing, and please don't be the person coughing out in public. If you're sick, stay home. That's it, team. The Earn That Body podcast is always here to bring you health, nutrition, and fitness information you can put into play right away. And just so you know, Earn That Body is on YouTube right now. So make sure you check out Earn That Body #1, Earn That Body 1 on YouTube. I have some free 6-pack workouts, a lot of health, nutrition tips. I'm going to be adding more content every week. So do subscribe, do follow, give a like, give a comment, and give a share when you can. I'll see you next week, team.
For more information about Kim Eagle's online programs, go to earnthatbody.com or check out Earn That Body on all forms of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube.